Natasha Bale, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm so good, thanks so much.
Nice to have you in, and nice to be able to say, firstly, you're looking $1 million.
Thank you.
Not at all. You have been, what are you up to at the moment? Because you're in the middle of the summer. Mm-hmm. I know you're studying. I need to give a recap for everybody. Chabelle, as everybody knows, Michera, all of that, and all the gorgeous music that you make, and the cast, Cassidy, and all of that. And then, when was it you decided you wanted to study and do medicine?
So I actually remember, I think I was here when I was in physiotherapy in UCD talking to you.
Yes.
And then while I was in physiotherapy in UCD, about 4 years ago, I decided, do you know what, I don't like this. Yeah. So I applied to do medicine, and then I got it that year. So I've been in Galway now for 3 years. I'm going into my fourth year.
Can you
believe it?
And how is it going?
It's going really well. I'm missing my first day today now to be here.
You're missing your first day?
But that's okay. They've told me it's okay.
I'm very honoured that you would do that for us. But it's very intense. Like, if you're studying medicine, it's like more than noon and night. This is very, very involved.
Yeah, it's every day. It's quite tough every single day for...
Are you enjoying it?
I am, yeah, I absolutely
Because
love
it was a huge move to make.
Yeah, I am.
And you also stepped back from the obvious career.
Music.
I say obvious, you know what I mean? So there's some people who say, my God, this is, you're there, Patrick was writing and all of that. And you kind of say, well, no, Chabelle, leave, stay where you are, for heaven's sake.
I know. But I've managed to still, keep it up and just release my new EP as well.
Yes, you have. What's it called?
It's called Clopolis.
Clopolis?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means twilight in Irish.
Right.
So the whole EP is kind of around this whole magical time of the day.
Right. How did you find time to do this while you're doing the studying medicine?
Thank God for COVID. That's a terrible thing to say.
No one's ever said that before. But
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But just the time to be able to work on this was valuable to me.
Yes, yeah. So were you, therefore you were at home. You were studying from home.
Studying from home, yeah.
So when you decided, did you? I know you wrote the song Twilight.
Yeah.
Yeah? So tell us a little bit about it, because I want to play it.
Yeah, so I wrote this song Twilight Lavender. Yeah, I wrote it a long, long time ago, but...
Yeah.
excuse me, I just didn't have the confidence to release a song that I'd written on my own. You know, this is the first thing I've ever released that is an original song that I've written.
Yes.
So I took this leap, and it is a song just about, not settling for something that isn't completely right and, something that's just never going to be enough. That's what the song is about. And the whole thing of Twilight Lavender, I think it just, for me, just represents like this magical world that I wanted to tap into. I wanted to tap into like my dreams, basically.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the idea, isn't it, of the album, that it's all kind of magical and full of spirits and all that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And is that something that's important to you? Do you let yourself kind of, your mind wander in that direction?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this EP for me is like, it's all around escapism, over the rainbow, Twilight Lavender, Running Away, Shoheen Show, this is all about entering and tapping into this dream world and running away and escaping.
It's a gorgeous idea. Can I play a little bit?
Absolutely,
of it just to give people a...
Twilight Lavender's got me reeling in the fields, got me breaking down those walls that I've been keeping up all these years. And Twilight Lavender's got me me thinking about you, and I don't know what to do about these promises I made you. But running out with
Isn't that wonderful? That, you see, you know what I love about that? Chabelle is with me with a new album, well, a new EP called Club Hollis. When did you record this, by the way?
I recorded this thanks to the MISP during COVID. So the Music Industry Stimulus Package. And I think that was probably last summer. So yeah. It's taken about a year to get all the production together.
Right, yeah, but it was recorded here in Ireland.
In Ireland, yeah.
Because you said you were in Abbey Road before,
do you
remember?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, that was very exciting. It really was. This is not going to be a physical CD. This is important to say. So if somebody wants to buy this and says, I really want this because, you know, people love your voice and love your unique talent, I have to say, they can buy it by going where? Or what do they do?
On iTunes, if you wanted to buy
iTunes
it.
iTunes is the place. Where you'll get enough money for another T-shirt.
Yeah,
you know yourself. Because you get not, there's very little to be earned elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it is available on Spotify, YouTube, all those platforms as well.
Okay.
But yeah, as you said, they're not the best at paying.
It's quite lovely. I see Reeve has been on from Ferrybank. She says she has your last CD, so beautiful. Of course, she wants a new one now. That'll be the thing. Now, there's an Irish language piece on this. You didn't write this. This is an old piece.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
On Chulainn. So this was my granddad's favourite song. It was his party piece. Yeah. And my granddad was an arranger, so he arranged this for my dad and for his two brothers to play on viola and two violins. Yeah. And I grew up listening to this, just played, not sung, my entire life. And then my dad actually said to me, well, like, you know, it has words as well. So I really wanted to do an arrangement of it. And my dad actually composed the arrangement for the EP. So it's very much, inspired by the family. And also I sang this on Saturday to commemorate 100 years of An Garda Síochána in Dublin Castle. And my father, Oran Acosta, was commissioned to write a piece of music to commemorate that. And An Chulainn was a part of it.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah,
that's quite lovely. And you've recorded this. And again, I want to give people, because I'm bursting to play Over the Rainbow, because it's really very different. Anyway, have a listen to this. This is, so the composer of this, do we know, is it traditional or does
it's
it,
traditional.
That's what we know it as. Okay. Yeah. Is it Chabelle?
It's all my own. juntas estamos. Oh, no haga tú, no, 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 no.
Special. That's a bit beautiful.
Thank
was
you,
that
sir.
The family? I've Shebelle with me,
yeah.
And with the new album. Well, the new, yeah. I keep calling it an album. It's an EP, which is four tracks. Clapolis, and Meeting Twilight. And that piece of music, was that your family in the background?
Yeah, so my family that are playing there, my dad's doing the violin and Gerald Peregrine on the cello. So yeah. I'm really lucky.
Who's a relation?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
A quiet, unassuming, gentle soul.
Yeah.
You never hear a word
he's
out of him.
He's the best.
He's the best crack. He comes in here and lights up the room. He's great fun.
Yeah, he's lovely.
He's also a heck of a musician, in fairness. You were saying to me that you're off to Canada.
I am. So we're going to Toronto in November because my father, Oran Acosta, was commissioned to write a piece, a suite, to commemorate the emigration to Canada when the ports in America were closed.
Right.
Yeah, we're off, and it's going to be kind of similar to what he wrote for Saturday. It's going to be a mixture of, you know, Irish and classical music, and thank God he's given me the job and I can go over and sing as well.
Well, he wouldn't be much use if he didn't, in fairness. But you have kept this alive. You've kept, you were saying to me that you were doing some festivals during the summer and stuff. Were you travelling? Were you travelling as well as here? Or was it just in Ireland?
Yeah, I was, I was just kind of based in Ireland.
Yes. You're doing that and the study, like, that's not easy to try and keep the two careers going. Because will you eventually, do you think, or maybe you won't, have to make a choice? Or do you think it'll be okay to do it the way you do it and then because medicine is going to take up, like we hear all the time how hard people work when it's medicine.
Hard.
It is very hard, and you'll have to do the understudy thing, and then you'll be in a hospital probably. I mean, working, I don't mean in the sick hospital. You'll be in a hospital, you know, and then you know you're there's only so many hours in any given day, and if you're doing music, that's a big deal as well. So you're probably going to have to make a call at some stage.
I know. Yeah, actually, when I was in first year, I went in and talked to the guys at medicine, and I think I was going to be on the late late or something, and they were like, sorry, you're going to have to choose.
What did they?
Yeah,
did they?
But
well, I'm glad you chose us instead of studying today, so that's nice. Yeah,
but so far I've managed to do both, actually, so I haven't had to choose up until now, and I don't think I will until I really, really have to.
But you must have a bundle of energy then, have you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm managing so far anyway. Yeah. I love both. I mean, I really, really love singing. I love doing live performances. I love recording.
And you're still doing that, and you're out there.
I am, yeah. So, as I was saying, we were with Trevor Hutchinson. He's an amazing recording engineer and double bass. He was playing the double bass there as well.
And that as well.
Yeah, and he plays it in Twilight. And
and he's a recording studio.
Yeah, he does.
In Dublin.
Yeah, he does, yeah. And I really enjoyed. And also Eamon DeBarra, he produced the EP with me. And, you know, my dad. And also, another really special thing about the EP is that my sister is singing on it. So if we do listen to, well, we listen to Twilight, and she's singing the backing vocals there and playing the piano. So she's the main pianist on the EP.
It really is. The Cassidy continues.
Yeah.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah,
because she's worked with you before.
She has, yes.
She
has. Do a lot of things together.
She's terrific as well.
She
really
is. Yeah.
One of the tracks, and I want to finish on this one because it's just fabulous. You decided to record Over the Rainbow. Now, some people would say, well, everyone's done that, and maybe they have, and maybe they haven't. But what made you decide to shabale it?
Well, it just really, really fit into the theme of escapism. And this is a song that I do sing at gigs anyways.
Yes.
And it's a song that I've sung at weddings, you know, for family and things like that. And I have to say, I was actually with my cousin Paul O'Grady in Castlebar like years and years ago. I think I was about 16. And he showed me all the different versions of this song. And you know, Eva Cassidy and, you know, Ariana Grande sang it to commemorate those who died from the bombing at her concert.
Yes.
And he just highlighted to me, like, all these people are looking for an escape, and they're trying to escape the real world of what they're living, their reality. They're trying to tap into another one.
That's true.
Even in the movie, that's the truth, you know,
yes.
In the movie with The Wizard of Oz.
Mm.
And that really stuck with me, and that's maybe why I sang it for so long.
It is one of the most, like, if you really have to listen to the words and take the sort of meaning you're giving it.
Mm-hmm.
It has an amazing effect on people when you listen to the words properly.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's also about loss, it's about changes, it's about, and we know we have family friends who lost their boy, and it was played at his funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And it just would hit you immediately because it has a very special resonance.
Mm-hmm.
Well done on the version that you've done.
Thank you.
Are we ever going to see you on a stage? When are we going to get to go and see you in concert or something?
I don't know yet.
Is that a plan at all?
Yeah, I mean, I love recording. I love doing live performances.
I know. And I've seen you sing live, and you, with all due respect, you sing live as well as you sing on recording. So I know. No, it's not like it's machine done. I know you can do this.
Yeah.
Because I've been beside you almost on one occasion when you were singing. So I'm just wondering, when I'd love to see you on stage. When you,
nothing planned right now, but the second I have something planned, I'll let you know.
Next time we do a Marty in the evening, we'll have to get Shabale along. I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, because I just think it'd be lovely just for people to really get to see you again on up front. There's always the Eurovision. Anyway, listen to me. This is Over the Rainbow. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank
and congratulations.
You for having me.
It's a beauty. I think it'll be a Marty recommends all next week. What do you think? I think so. We have to make an album of the week
Thank
next
you.
Week. But it's EP of the week. It's kind of strange. But anyway, listen, congratulations, Shabale. You're a joy every time. This is Over the Rainbow and safe journeys. And if I develop a cough, I'll give you a shout. I can call Dr. Shabale.
Yeah, exactly,
it's a nice kind of ring to it, doesn't it? It surely does. Take care. We'll talk soon. Take care.